This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County Board of Commissioners have issued a statement that it will, at least for the time being, no longer hear public feedback on the issue of the library and materials that are being challenged. The library is engaged in the challenge process, which could take as long as 100 days for each challenged book. There are approximately 40 currently on the list, and the board says that the formal process is underway and must be allowed to proceed. The decision to terminate Colleen Heater last week as CEO of the hospital was based on needing a new direction now that Campbell County Health is affiliated with UC Health. Hospital trustees voted unanimously to remove Heater from her role as CEO. Adrian Garrett, hospital board chairman, said there was no one incident or reason for the firing. The search for a permanent CEO is underway, and Campbell County Health will receive assistance in the search from UC Health. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. County commissioners are hoping they'll soon have news on whether their grant application for the Pronghorn Industrial Park has been approved. Commissioner Rusty Bell says some news is expected at least by early November. The $11.3 million grant would come from the Economic Development Association's Coal Communities Commitment, which is part of the American Rescue Plan. If approved, the county would have to provide a 20% or $2.8 million matching fund. Joshua Lewis Campbell, who was charged in the 2020 shooting of his friend Tanner Miller, has been sentenced to 3 to 10 years in prison for manslaughter. Campbell shot Miller thinking he was an intruder. Public Health has received its influenza vaccines and will be hosting a flu shot clinic on Thursday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the main office. Walk-up appointments are welcome. Several pharmacies in the area are also stocking flu shots. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Ron.